playing games, how to play training games. In this chapter, we will explore the importance of playing games as a means of improving your chess skills. Playing training games provides an opportunity to practice without the added pressure of losing rating points or feeling bad about your performance. However, it is crucial to approach these games with a training mindset and set specific goals for yourself. The first consideration is deciding on the appropriate time control. The time control you choose should align with your desired area of improvement. If you aim to excel in classical chess, it is advisable to avoid bullet chess and utilize blitz games solely for training purposes, such as testing openings and honing your intuition. In blitz games, there is limited time for deep thinking, making it unsuitable for overall improvement, but helpful in testing your tactical intuition and your knowledge of your openings. One fundamental principle for successful training games is maintaining focus throughout the game. Treat these practice sessions as if you were participating in a real tournament game, requiring utmost concentration and mental presence. Playing unfocused during training can make it difficult to switch into focus mode when playing real games. Another crucial aspect of playing training games is analyzing them afterward. Without analysis, the purpose of these games diminishes significantly. Allocate at least one-third of the total time spent on playing towards analyzing your moves and decisions during the game. This analytical process is where true progress happens, allowing you to identify mistakes and areas that need improvement. It's important not to obsess over your rating during training games. Placing too much emphasis on rating can lead to negative emotions when experiencing losses or fluctuations in performance. Instead, celebrate learning moments and personal growth rather than fixating solely on gaining rating points. Ratings can be volatile, and in chess, there is often a delay between learning and seeing the results manifested in rating points. Hence, focusing excessively on them can hinder long-term development. When approaching both playing and training sessions, adopt a mindset centered around learning and enjoyment rather than being solely result-oriented or driven by ratings. Appreciate interesting concepts and positions, even if they lead to a temporary decrease in rating. Adopting a positive or neutral mindset helps foster a healthier approach to improvement. Recognize when it's time to stop playing. Tilt, the state of being emotionally frustrated or overwhelmed after consecutive losses, can significantly impact your performance in subsequent games. If you find yourself tilted, it is advisable to take a break and not continue playing until you regain clarity of mind and focus. Playing chess requires concentration and being mentally present. Distractions can lead to blunders and wasted opportunities for improvement. Create a structured approach to your training games by setting a specific number of games to play. For example, you might decide to play 3 rapid games as part of your training session. After completing these games, dedicate time towards analyzing each one thoroughly. This structured approach ensures that every game contributes meaningfully to your progress. Play the same openings you play as in a real game. The more you play them, the more familiar you become with their nuances and intricacies. Repetition breeds improvement. Thus, regularly incorporating your preferred openings into training games will help refine your understanding and execution. Additionally, consider finding a sparring partner either through friends or online platforms who shares your enthusiasm for improving chess skills. Engage in practice sessions where you both play the same position from different sides multiple times while maintaining focused gameplay throughout each session. Analyzing these shared experiences together afterward provides valuable insights into alternative approaches and strategies. Playing games is an essential component of effective chess improvement as an adult learner. By approaching these games with purposeful goals, maintaining focus like in real tournament situations, analyzing each game diligently, avoiding fixation on ratings while emphasizing learning moments instead, recognizing when it's time to stop playing during tilting episodes, and incorporating structured approaches such as setting specific numbers of games played followed by thorough analysis, you can maximize the benefits of playing games for your chess development. Remember to enjoy the process and appreciate the fascinating aspects of the game, as this mindset will ultimately contribute to your growth as a chess player. What time control to play? When it comes to improving as a chess player, one important factor to consider is the time control you use in your training games. Many players are drawn to fast-paced time controls like Bullet, where moves need to be made quickly and adrenaline runs high. However, experienced grandmasters and coaches will tell you that playing Bullet games systematically can actually be detrimental to your progress and destroy your chess. Bullet games may be fun and exciting, but they primarily test your mouse skills rather than your strategic thinking or calculation abilities. The focus in Bullet is on flagging your opponent and making quick moves, which does not contribute significantly to long-term improvement. Therefore, if you want to see real progress in your game, it's crucial to adjust your training time control according to the time control of your actual games. Blitz games are another popular choice among players looking for a faster-paced experience. In Blitz, tactical intuition is put to the test as there is limited time available for deep calculation or thinking through every move. Instead of considering multiple candidate moves and their consequences, you need to rely on quick pattern recognition and spot one. Four move tactics efficiently. Blitz can help sharpen your tactical skills, but falls short when it comes to positional improvement or deep calculation. To truly enhance these aspects of your game, longer time controls are necessary. Positional improvement requires ample time for analysis and strategizing that Blitz simply cannot provide. If you're aiming for classical over-the-board OTB play with serious ambitions of improvement, it's advisable not to overindulge too much in Blitz if you're below a rating of 1500. However, if you have already crossed this threshold and have a solid grasp of the basics, incorporating some Blitz games into your training routine can be beneficial. As long as blundering is not a major issue for you anymore during longer games, playing more Blitz could help reinforce your understanding of key concepts and improve your ability to make quick, logical decisions. It's essential to always play with an increment during your training games. This prevents you from falling into the trap of flagging your opponent, a strategy commonly employed in Bullet games. In real tournament play, there is always an increment, and relying on flagging will only build bad habits. Deliberately making suboptimal moves to catch your opponent off guard may work in online Blitz or Bullet, but will be detrimental to your chess as you are not keen on finding the best move. Another advantage of playing with an increment is that it allows you learn better how to convert winning positions rather than resorting to pre-moves or trying to flag your opponent. In fast time controls without an increment, when players find themselves in winning positions with little time left on the clock, they don't have time to convert it. So they revert back to bad habits, where they try to flag the opponent. By playing with an increment, you train yourself to think strategically and develop a more comprehensive understanding of how to convert winning positions effectively. You cannot rely solely on hoping for a time victory. Instead, you must learn how to push through and utilize every advantage at your disposal. Ultimately, choosing the right time control for your training games depends on various factors such as skill level, blundering tendencies, and goals as a chess player. Balancing shorter time controls like Blitz with longer ones that allow for deeper analysis can help foster overall improvement in both tactical sharpness and positional understanding. Remember that while fast-paced games may be exhilarating in the moment, true growth as a chess player comes from dedicating ample time to study and reflection. So adjust your training regimen accordingly and embrace the process of becoming a better chess player step by step.